Hi, April.
Hi, Tony. You're too kind.
Well, I know you've been busy running around. You got new locations opening everywhere. First of all, let's talk with what's going on downtown. That new location is open and rocking and rolling.
It sure is. We're open at 104 South Washington Square, kind of right across kitty corner from Tropo. Been open for a few weeks, doing official grand opening activities right now, and the branch is doing well. We're opening lots of new accounts already, so it's been great.
The MSU FCU was excited to get downtown, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, it's been in the works for years. We've been looking to find the right location that could be rehabbed and suit our branch. And for several years, we've had lots of members. We have about 7,000 members that live within 3 miles of where we are downtown. And those members were always asking, when are you coming downtown? So we're really happy to be there.
All right, and let's talk about another new location. I'm not sure when we're going to see it, but it's going to be close to campus.
Yes, we have at the corner of Farm Lane and Mount Hope, so it'll be right on the edge of campus. We will be building a new location to replace an office that we have on campus now. So we have an office on Crescent Road right now that once the new branch is complete, the Crescent office will move over to the Farm Lane area. And we're actually going to start construction here in the next week.
And when will that be completed, do you think?
Well, construction days are always have a little bit of variation in them due to unforeseen instances, but right now we're looking at a February 2012 completion date.
I find it pretty interesting how much work you're doing. I know credit unions as a whole are joining the fight against lower debit card fees. Talk about that story.
Sure. We're trying to, it's a challenge right now. So the merchants, obviously have been successful in having some legislation included would reduce, the amount of debit interchange that they would have to pay to, credit card providers. And what is happening and what you see in the marketplace that we're not a part of, is the banks, because they are going to be losing some of the interchange income, have instituted a different set of fees in order to cover that lost revenue. And so that's what's going on in the marketplace right now. At this point, we've planned for it, we've budgeted for it. It's not something that we intend to make any drastic changes to our products and services at this point.
You know what's interesting about this, April? The big banks especially have gone from making their money on lending money and servicing clients to charging clients for services. And I know credit unions and the MSU FCU try to do just the opposite. You are loaning money.
Absolutely, we are loaning money. It's a challenging economic time right now, but there are plenty of individuals that still are employed, still need to buy new cars and new homes, and or maybe have gone through a rough time because they've had a period of unemployment and they're getting back on their feet. We've seen members in those situations, but our goal is really we want to help our members. We want to be able to lend to them. Our mission statement is to take care of our members and help them be financially successful and achieve their dreams. And for us, that means maybe it's a new house or a new car, and we do all we can to help them obtain those things.
April, before we let you go, any plans to grow anywhere else in the mid-Michigan area?
We are always looking to determine where our next branch location is, so we are already scouting out where that could be. Just look for, in our sense, what we do is we look to see where the concentration of our members are and that they don't have a near location. So maybe in the next year or two you'll see another location announced. But right now we're just in exploratory, phases looking around.
April Clovis is the Executive Vice President for the Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. April, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.